Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
praise the Lord, everybody. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for the things that he has done for us. Amen. Not only did he wake you up this morning, not only did he start you on your way, amen, but God has been good to you. God has been good to me. And because I know how good my God has been, I want somebody to join in with me as we celebrate the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for his righteousness, for his grace, for his mercy, for all that he do for us. Amen. Is there somebody that want to join in with me and give God some praise? Because
glory
he has
God.
Been just too good. Amen.
Thank
I want to tell
God.
You right now
glory
that
God.
I am a living witness of what God can do when you allow God to be the head of your life. I'm not just saying
yes.
for somebody that
thank
knows
you,
God or somebody
Lord.
That believes
yes.
God. I mean, when you
yes.
allow God to be the head of it all, you may not understand
yes.
it. You may
yes.
not know how to deal with it, but you can rest and assure and believe that God will teach you how to get out of it. Amen. So all you have
yes.
to do is just rest
yes.
in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. All I'm saying, somebody on this Sunday morning needs to understand and needs to hear that God is asking to be the head of your life.
Yes.
Amen.
He has a work for you to do.
Yes.
And all he's
yes.
asking is that you let him in.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning to you. It is Sunday. It is October 17th. We are in the house, Fuse Memorial, the Duke of the Affair, amen, HubNet Online Network. We are in the building, amen. Come on in. The water is just fine over here. Come on in and be blessed by the Lord, amen. And I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'm going to let somebody know that right now it's time that you be blessed. It's time that you let go, and it's time that you allow God to work on your behalf. Amen.
Yes.
Minister Lisa, will you please bless us with a song?
Amen. I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We there's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. Nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. Ooh. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to worship you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to worship you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to worship you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You are God, and we worship. 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 There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah to your name.
Amen. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Let us worship together the Lord in spirit and in truth. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And let us affirm our faith together in the historic confession of the Christian faith. Whom do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Good morning, Father. We worship and praise you this morning for allowing us to see a brand new day and to have one more day of praise and worship with you. For this we say thank you, Heavenly Father. Almighty God, we are in awe of your magnificent power displayed through the entire universe. For through you all things were made and all things have their being. We come before you with grateful thanks and with hearts that long to adore you and worship only you, Lord. May we know the presence of the Holy Spirit here with us today. May we be open to your leading, sensitive to your speaking, and alert to your calling. Father, we invite the same power that was at work when Jesus was raised from the grave to be present with us here now. Lord, we declare that you are welcome here amongst us. Father, touch everyone with your anointing. Let it fall fresh on us today, Lord. Touch the sick and shut in. Towns and Ned McKinney, Judith Norwood, Jesse Burrell, Lee Wilson, Jackie Spencer, Daryl and Harrington, Janice Campbell and her boys, Greg and Paul, and anyone else at the sound of my voice, Roderick Green, and those at home healing. Touch the bereaved, the Campbell family, the Warren family, and the residents, the mental ill, homeless, ones that wanted to come but couldn't make it. Touch our shepherd today with Holy Ghost Spirit-filled from you, Lord, for this scripture today. Lord, bless this radio station and Hakeem and Michelle and their family. Pray for everyone at the sound of my voice and all church doors open in the name of the Lord. Heal the land of this new variant of COVID. Only you can do it, Lord. We thank you and praise you in advance for a spirit filled healing and anointing in this place. Do what only you can do, Lord. This is our prayer. Send it on down, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit on down on us and this service. This we ask in the mighty and matchless name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Do it, Lord. Do it for us right now. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God Almighty. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now we have the scripture from Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 9 from the King James Version Bible. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, hear, O our God, for we are despised and turn their reproach upon their own head and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity and let not their sin be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. The word of God for the people of God. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Blessings to you all. Amen. Good morning to you again. Amen. It is a wonderful day to be in the Lord. Just a few announcements. Amen. We will be having our quarterly conference with our presiding elder on November 1st. Amen. That is a Monday, November 1st at 6:30. Amen. Again, our quarterly conference with our presiding elder will be November 1st at 6:30. Amen. And though I know that we are still in the middle of October, I want to announce it now so that everyone can get prepared and get excited, amen, because on the first Sunday of November, amen, which is the 7th, we will be returning into our building, amen. Somebody give God some praise for that, amen, and we will be back
amen.
In our building. On the 7th of, amen. Amen. Yes. On the 7th of November. Amen. And so we will still be worshiping. Amen. I will still come up with a plan so that those who are listening that like to listen in the morning to an inspirational word, I will be coming up with a plan so that we can still keep it going. Amen. And so that no one is left out. Amen. But praise be to God for the things that he has done and the things that he is doing in our lives. Amen. With that being said, again, may God continue to bless you throughout this day and every day. Amen. Reverend Pat, will you please bless us with an altar call?
Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Hear our prayer, Lord. Open our hearts with love, joy, and peace. Heal our families and children and give them protection from harm and danger. Feed our families that are hungry and give them shelter. Heal the sick and comfort the bereaved family that has lost loved ones. Lord, give us the strength to understand you and that everything will be all right. Guide us in the right direction so that we will know you. Lord, teach our country that hate is not your way. Teach them that you created all people and that you created them all equally. Help us find the love that you instill in our hearts and that we may be better human beings. For God so loved the world that he has gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3rd chapter 16 verse. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father,
now bless us again,
Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected. In his arms, feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never disconnected. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no other place. There's no other place I'd rather be. There's no other place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing
I've ever, the best thing I've ever, the best thing I've ever, ever done. It was the best thing I've ever, ever done. The best thing I've ever, ever done. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Can everyone hear me? All right, just making sure. Amen. I was having some phone difficulties for a second. I got knocked out, but we're back. Amen. All right, let us, amen, please pray with me. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you and I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture come out of the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4. Beginning with the first verse, and it reads, "But it so happened, when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and very indignant, the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned? Now Tobiah, the Ammonite, was beside him, and he said, whatever they build, even if even a fox goes up on it, he will break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despise. Turn their reproach on their own heads and give them as plunder to a land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you. For they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall. And the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work. Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, and the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became very angry. And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and to create confusion. Nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject today, fix that which is broken. I must admit that Nehemiah is one of, if not, my favorite book in the Bible. Because Nehemiah was a simple man given an extraordinary task that followed an extraordinary God. This particular story is one that teaches us, the reader, that when God sets a plan in motion, that plan will be victorious despite the fact of what may be thrown your way. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? I said that this story teaches the reader and the believer that despite the fact of what may be thrown your way, that when God sets you on a journey, that you will be victorious. Well, this particular story takes place in the year 425 before Common Era. The book itself, Nehemiah, has 13 chapters. It has 406 verses and 483 words. This particular story can be broken down into three parts: repair, rebuild, and reinforce. But I would like to add another part to this story: obedience. There is one saying that is often used in the Christian church that we often say, that God is a God of victory. But I can truly agree with that. You see, when God calls you to do something for him, he never shows you the beginning or the middle, but he will always show you the end results. He will show you what can happen if you decide to be obedient to his call. And most times when God calls you to do his will, it removes one from their zone of comfort. Psalms 3, 5, and 6 remind us to trust in the Lord at all times with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, but in all ways submit to him and he will direct your path. But if I can bring your attention to the scripture for just one moment, because if we are to praise God for the victory, we must first understand and know that there was a struggle. Nehemiah himself was a wine taster for the king Artaxerxes of Persia. In those days, if someone wanted to remove the king from their throne, they didn't do it by force. They didn't do it by cunning. But what they did was they would poison the king's drink. And by poisoning his drink, no one would know who did it. Amen. So what Artaxerxes did and what most of the kings did in that time was they had somebody that was in place that would taste the wine before they drank it. Which meant that the wine taster, who would drink the wine first, that if the wine was poisoned, he would surely drink it, and he would surely die. Thus, he would give up his life for the king. He would give up his life to make sure that the kingdom continued to flourish their king. But understand that this position gave Nehemiah great favor with the king. And when Nehemiah learned about the destruction of Jerusalem at the hands of the Babylonians, God placed it on his heart through the unction of the Holy Spirit to go back and to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Though we know that this task would not be easy, he knew that God would show up and show out. God gave him the mission to repair the wall and to secure the city of God. Though he faced great opposition, gossiping, backbiting, arrows, darts, whispers, and wannabe friends, and those who said that they had a mind with him to work but tried to downplay everything that he tried to do, the sleepless nights that he had to suffer through, the tears that he shed because he did not want to really do what God had called him to do, but he knew that he had to be obedient. I believe that there were many times that he wanted to return to Persia and to leave the things just as he had found them. But he knew that his mission before God came first. Nehemiah took comfort in Deuteronomy 31:6, which states to be strong and courageous and do not be afraid nor terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. The second and third part of this story focuses on the rebuilding and the reinforcing. Nehemiah's rebuilding tactics challenged challenge the people to work as hard as they could by empowering them to do specific tasks and duties. You see, it is easy for the people to have a mind to work when they see the priest doing the work. It is easy for the people to love when they see the priest loving on the people. It is easy for the people to submit to God when they see that their priest is submitting. It is easy for them to submit to God when they see that their priest is submitting to God. You see, through the rebuilding of the gates, Nehemiah was able to reinforce in the minds of the people who did not know God that their obedience to the law is better than any sacrifice one could offer. As the walls were reinforced, so was the faith of those who aligned themselves with this building project. Thus, the people had a mind to work. Finally, the last part of this story centers around obedience. But if I can use some exegesis, amen, bringing that scripture from then and there to here and now, Nehemiah was like a Christ-like prophet, amen. The Bible and the theologians call him the building prophet, but I'm going to call him the Christ-like prophet. He was sent by a king to reclaim and restore people who lost their way due to their sinful nature. He left a royal position to dwell with the heathens in order to change the mind state from worry to worship, from sin to smiling, from lust and envy to laughter and joy, from negative talk and thinking to undiluted, unadulterated praise. Nehemiah changed the course of history for Jerusalem, but I know another man who changed the course of history for all people, and not just of Jerusalem. My Jesus, amen. Some call him Jesus, some call him Esau, and some call him Yahweh. But for the sake of the argument, I will call him my all in all, my great healer, the great liberator, the one who poured us out of that fiery furnace, the one who continues to bless and bless and bless and bless, and even when you don't deserve it, he still blesses you anyhow. My Jesus gave up his life. He gave up his royal place to dwell in the midst of heathens. He taught the people to have a mind to work for God. He offered his people a spirit of servitude, all while repairing and rebuilding and reinforcing the gates of our hearts. Oh, yes, 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, that he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I'll leave you all alone for just a moment, but I'll speak on me. I was knee-deep in sin. I speak about it all the time. And I was exiled from my homeland. And Jesus took it upon himself to come in and to fix my walls. He blessed my soul. He washed me clean, and he set me on my path. Understand what I'm saying to you is that Jesus can come in and he can wash you clean. He can fix you up and he can set you on your path. But among all things, Jesus can come in with this. He got this certain type of semen, y'all. But it's not really semen. It's this little red color. This thing looks like blood, amen. We're going to call it blood for right now, that the blood of Jesus will come in and fix you, amen. It will rebuild your walls. It will rebuild your gates. It will set you on high, and it will let you see that understand that the blood of Jesus is a light to one's path. But speaking about me, it purifies me. It sanctifies me. It justifies me. His blood is the one thing that holds my walls together. He fixed that, which is broken. But sometimes my wall may get a little crack in it. Other times you might see my wall begin to crumble. But when I say greater is he that is in me than he that is of this world, something miraculous happens. Something happens. You may see it crumbling. You may see my wall crumbling just right now, but just the next very second, it's all nice and clean because my Jesus supplies all my needs according to his riches and glories. But looking back at the story, I see where Jesus got it from. Nehemiah started the building, and Jesus ended up building, being the chief cornerstone of our faith. Family and my friends, I challenge you to let go of yesterday and to praise God for today, to open up your minds and open up your hearts to be a people that's ready to work for God and not to sit around and gossip and complain about would've, could've, should've, but to do your part for the kingdom of God. To stand up and say that I'll do whatever it takes to see that the kingdom of God is victorious. Who will stand up for God? Who will stand up for Jesus? Who will stand up for the King? Who will stand up for righteousness? We always say, Lord, don't forget me. But Jesus is saying, where are my people when I need them? Where are my people when they see my church looking the way that it does? Where are my people when they don't call their children blessed? Where are my people when they can sit up in the building and give me all praise, but the second they walk out the door, they're the biggest hellions that I've ever seen? Where are my people that come to be spiritually in charge? Jesus is saying, as much as you want me to work on you, I need you to work for me. And if you allow me, if you will allow me to do the great work that I have started in you, if you will allow me to rebuild the gates that I have started building in you, it is only at that time that you can experience my grace and my mercy. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his will, his good, perfect will for your life. And then you will know that he is able to fix that which is broken. May God bless you. May God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen, church. Fix that what is broken. Amen. Teach us, readers and believers, what may be thrown your way, and set you on a journey. You will be victorious. Repair, reveal, and reinforce. But most of all, be obedient. God will always show you the end results. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Fix what is broken. Do your part. Stand up for God. I invite you to join in this invitation of Christian discipleship. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh up to the Father but by me. John 4:14-6. The gift of salvation is a free gift that is offered to everyone, and is simply to receive Christ into your life. You have to admit that you are a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. The result of sin is spiritual death, which means eternal separation of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Admitting that you have sinned and are separated from God is the first step of repentance. Turning from the sin and self and turning to God and receiving God into your life. Believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son and that he died for your sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Although we've done nothing to deserve God's love and salvation, God provided salvation for all who would repent of their sins and believe in Jesus Christ. Confess your sin to God and then confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord to others. Receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Repeat this prayer after me to receive Jesus Christ into your heart and life. Dear Lord God, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins, and he rose from the dead. I trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Guide my life and help me to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Pray to God and ask him to lead you to a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching, learning, worshiping, and Holy Ghost-filled church in your area so you can begin to fellowship with other believers and pay your tithes and offerings. God bless you and keep you. Always, for this day is the first day of being a new creature in Christ. Congratulations and happy new Christian in Christ today. To you, God loves you and so do I. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. It's a true blessing. A true, true blessing. Amen. Amen. We should not have our doxology. Mr. Kyle Garrett, why don't you bless us, Doc?
Yes, sir. I shall do the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Just here below, praise him above, ye heavenly hosts, praise Father, Son, and
blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. I, as always, I want to just a moment to give thanks to this HubNet Online Network, amen, for blessing us and giving us the opportunity to have our worship service here, amen. We give thanks and honor to Brother Kim and Sister Michelle for keeping the lights on, amen. Thank you. And just as I always say, we are HubNet 24/7, amen. We have some great shows on this network, amen, and just look out because this is going to be our year. We're coming out strong, amen. As long as we have God on our side, we can't do anything. We can do anything but fail, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all, his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church, together, says amen, amen, and amen.
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 God bless you. We are signing off.
mine eyes to the hill from when